Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
4-6-8-5-1 is bad. 10 is good. Texture hitting on the starter. Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Birthday.
Sid goes first today.
Birthday.
Why do you say we're off Spotify definitely now?
Jake played the whole song and I think he even rewound it once.
It is a short song. It's less than 2 minutes long, believe it or not.
It's a, right short, into it. It's a short song. Jake operates in this world, as you know, you've pointed out, at a super high level.
Yes.
And
why did I play that song?
Because I've said it's my favorite song of all time.
Of all time.
Yeah. And this it might be.
That's number one.
You just, and I have, but I it's probably been 3 years since I've said that.
We have still remember memories.
Yeah, you guys remember everything. Yeah,
so you're jogging around the blue track with your headset on. You're listening to Hit the Road, Jack.
His favorite song.
Favorite song.
He has said it before.
It is, if you know how that goes, the favorite song thing, it can evolve, but that's the closest thing there is to my favorite song. I think it's a remarkable song.
And the orchestra.
And that horn. That
horn. Yeah. I wrote it down. Horn. It's written
down. Horn.
It just kind of comes in.
Have to pack things and go. That's right.
Yeah, imagine he's waiting like this. Like,
beautiful.
Oh.
And the sneer that background singer has. You saw the movie.
I did.
What was that movie
Ray.
Called?
It's called Ray. Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Very good movie.
Oh, Jamie Foxx was extraordinary in that movie. When they sing that song, there's an event they sing it at. And they're having a thing, like Ray and that woman. And she sneers at him.
Really? She's pissed.
Yeah, it's really remarkable. It's beautiful. We've all been there. Hit the road, Jack. 10. That's a 10. Thank you. That's as close as I... It's a monumental song. Monumental.
Help me out here, Breakers. Was that not in the Blues Brothers?
Oh, don't hit, know that,
was,
Bill.
Was Hit the Road, Jack, in Blues Brothers?
Let me check the sound.
For some reason,
Jake,
I believe
you
it
hit
was.
That
soundtrack
one.
Real quick.
Check that right now. Very interesting choice for... greatest song, favorite song ever. Mm-hmm. But it's very impressive that the horn that this blurts in is incredible. I like it. I like it a lot. 7999. 7999.
Interesting choice. You bet. Interesting choice for your all-time favorite. Come on, Bill.
If you listed 100 songs, that was one of them.
I don't see it in... I do not see that in...
God, I thought it was... I swore
Blues Brothers.
I thought it was in the Blues Brothers, but anyway.
I don't see that.
Okay, thank you, Jake.
But guess Rudy's score real quick.
Rudy's going to be a 6-2.
8-3.
8-3.
8-3, all right, a little bit higher. Yeah, it's well done. Can you imagine
Are you
that
shocked
one?
To play that song today?
I'm pleasantly surprised. You guys have handled this birthday thing incredibly well.
Can you imagine also...
I dread it, but you guys have made it palatable.
No, you dread it every
we're
year.
We're going to record Hit the Road, Jack. Do you guys want to sit in? Just think
what
of that.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, imagine that. Also, imagine sitting there. Yeah, come on Jeez. In. Shut the door. Enjoy.
Some ratings before we get to the mailbag. We have John, 10. Great song. Corey and Lincoln, 8. Corey.
Great song.
Corey gives it an 8.
Corey. Corey from Columbus?
Yeah. He's a difficult
he's
grader.
Today.
Columbus baseball.
That's right. Jake and Hickman, 2.1. Houston, 8. Much better, gentlemen. Thank you. Bill and Bennett, 6.95. Brett and Bertrand, 6.5. Mike and Dalton, 8. Lyle and Omaha, 10. The Bandit, 3. Ryan in California, 7.1. Who and Clemens,
Bird!
6.
High number by Bird. You guys are locked in.
The heater continues from Eric and Hickman, 9.5.
Yeah. Might Jake be your is best on a heater.
Week. Might be your best. Right now, you're on your best. Jake, think about that when you go with your last two songs, because right now, you're on your best week.
The first three of the songs are your best. I think this is your best week you've ever had.
I had Willie and Waylon, Johnny Rivers, and now Ray Charles.
It's pretty good
trio right there.
It's interesting to hear Willie and Waylon. It's usually Waylon and Willie, but that's fine. We're still on a heater.
Jennifer, 8.5. Hubby, 6.2.
Whoa. Ooh, Hubby went 6.2.
A little low for Hubby.
He's a really good quarterback in Pender.
The best that's ever played.
Come on, really?
Yeah, Novotny was the best ever. It's all he talk about.
He it does really look like a quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like I said, he's the best that's ever played.
He's a bigger guy.
Yeah.
He's a big quarterback.
He's kind of like, he reminds me of Stabler. Kind of in the pocket guy.
Think about this.
Kind of reminds me of a Stabler.
He wasn't left-handed, though, was he?
That? I don't believe so.
Reminds me more of Namath.
Namath?
Yeah.
I tell you what, he's incredible.
Kind of leathery
make it
skin.
Back, did make it back for his 50-year, though.
This one's just not right. Gavin and Pender says, 7.8, like Ray, I didn't see this one coming. Oh, come on, Gavin.
Gavin.
Are we taking shots at Ray Charles? His...
Really, we're going with sight jokes. Sight
jokes. You did.
Really.
Gavin said it.
Yeah.
Not Ray's best from Scott in Delaware, Ohio. 5.
Okay. Delaware, Ohio.
The city, yeah.
Wait a second. Delaware, Ohio?
Buckeyes chiming in.
Do you know where Delaware, Ohio is?
I don't. I lived in Ohio for 1 year when I was at Ohio State. I could get from my place to the Woody Hayes Center, and that was it. I did all my shopping at Walgreens. Everything, I bought everything. All my food purchases were at Walgreens. It was right next to right where I lived.
What? Why?
It's the only place.
Did you have a car?
What's that? Had a car, yeah. It's just I just went to Walgreens. I get some cookies and some crackers, and that was it. Yeah.
You concern me in retrospect.
We're going to Ohio State and shopping at Walgreens.
Didn't you ever think, I'm going to drive to Cincinnati today and check
it
out?
No, absolutely not.
You right down
I've
the
been
road.
To Cincinnati numerous times, so I've been there before. So no, I had zero interest in that.
YouTube 856, Robert Troy 88, Bolt 8.95, Brad 9, Jacob 9.6, Daddy Raccoon says 10 on YouTube.
Daddy nice. Raccoon might be a new name.
Because of our situation right. out front. And Charlie 9.8. By the way, Ray Charles himself was in the Blues Brothers as the blind music store okay. owner, but the song was not
in it. Okay.
So,
all right.
There we go. That's your song of the day. Hit the Road, Jack.
Baldwin Shop, are you stopping by for a piece of cake?
We have cake.
Hey, yes. Can I thank Laura publicly?
Yes.
She handled the cake. Thank you, Laura. It's great cake. I just had a piece of it. And Missing Tooth Greg gave me a book. But we'll talk about that later. Thank
you, Greg. It's time for...
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. With the largest selection of concrete and mortar in stock, we have the right mix specially formulated for your project. View our entire selection of concrete and mortar mixes online or in-store and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The mailbag.
The bag.
Here we go. The three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
You won't get hacked with our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state. 99.6 retention
99.6.
Rate. They manage all things IT, cybersecurity, one-stop shop, free consultation at Applied Connective.com.
Hitting home runs all around. They're really boosting things up around the state because how many times are you guys going, well, business is going terrible, just keep hiring people. Doesn't happen. Why are they hiring? Because of the cyber protection explosion. Now, we need some help in Norfolk. We need to send an A-team up to Norfolk. A lot of shenanigans going on up in that area. Got to get to the bottom.
Cyber shenanigans?
Yeah, got to get to the bottom of it. We need to send in the exact best.
First question from John in the mailbag. It says, good morning. When I was a kid, I had Tinker Toys, but my little brother had Lincoln Logs. We would argue about which toy was better. Did any of you have these toys when you were a kid, and did you settle it on which toy was better? Lincoln Logs or Tinker Toys?
Both. Had both.
Had both. There's a big... There's a big... That's a... what you're looking for? That is a status symbol in my mind.
Is it?
Lincoln Logs are way above Tinker Toys. If you had the Lincoln Logs, and the best part, remember, is like a round container they came in. You just poured them out. It's like a cardboard container.
It's coming back to me.
Yeah, the Lincoln Logs was the ultimate to me. That was to try to build a cabin. To try to build a cabin.
And this denoted some form of status?
Status. There's a status, yes, 100%. Your dad was, did very well. And that's why you guys had Lincoln Logs. Yes.
Wouldn't you throw Legos in this conversation a little bit?
Legos a little bit, but I'm saying the Lincoln Log, some families had two sets of them, so you could build an elaborate set. And the roof was green plastic. Remember, you'd set the green plastic roof on top of it.
I've seen that before. Yes. I didn't have it myself. My grandparents had it, so I did play with the Lincoln Logs at their house.
Oh, they're all notched out?
Didn't have them myself.
They're all notched out. You could set them up one on top of the other. It's beautiful. Make a cabin.
What about...
I don't know Tinker Toys.
I know.
Got the round... It's a round piece of wood with the holes in it, and you stuck your little wooden... and so you sprawled out from that. So if you look at that... So it was a round disc. They were wooden. Okay. There's holes in them.
Oh!
And you could place the 12, 8, 10 inches long?
Yes.
8 inches? They had different lengths. It was a creativity one. Where Lincoln Logs is kind of like, you're kind of building a cabin. That's kind of it.
It's a hard debate. Yeah. What about the Light Bright? Do you remember the Light Bright?
I remember the Light Bright.
The Light Bright,
I had those. Yeah, when you put the little things the pegs, in there, the pegs little... in there. Oh, yes. Better times.
Which was
good
better?
Good question.
Which was better?
Which is better? I think, Bill, Lincoln Logs?
I'm going Lincoln Logs. 100.
3 for 3, Lincoln Logs. Next up, Anthony in Sabetha, Kansas. Good morning, guys. In high school, some buddies and me put the innards from about 15 artillery shells into an empty Mountain Dew bottle, along with some other fireworks, made a fuse, and lit it. Unfortunately, my dad heard the explosion from about a mile away, and I got in trouble. What questionable things with fireworks did you guys do growing up? Happy 4th of July. Any fireworks stories for you guys at all from the past?
Not really. We'd shoot Roman candles at each other. That was very common, to light a Roman candle.
Very common.
Very common. Light one and shoot it at somebody directly at him within point-blank range. Right. And that was so you had, wars with him. And then also you would shoot firecrackers at each other through a slingshot. That was common.
That
was very common to do
Now, hold on. I never did that. Yeah. I never did that.
I saw it. And then also shooting bottle rockets at each other was very,
very common.
Very common.
But I never felt comfortable with that. Yeah. As a kid, I was like, this isn't nice.
It wasn't my, this is great. But that happened. You see that a lot. But the bottle rockets was probably the most.
Probably in my adult life, I lit that fire at Hartley. The bushes went on fire. It was just a big trouble.
Big issue.
Yeah. We were in a drought. And we were just shooting fireworks, and the bushes went on fire, and we had to douse it ourselves. There was no fire trucks needed. We got it.
I had no part at all in making it, but somebody in high school made a works bomb that went off.
I'm sorry?
You ever heard of that before?
Bomb?
Works bomb.
No, I don't know that. This is a Beatrice thing.
No, it's a high schooler thing.
This is Southern Nebraska.
And it went off, and it was right by the police station because there were a bunch of idiots that did it, and they got in trouble for it. No sort of time in jail, but they got in trouble.
I imagine.
But, it was very loud, right by the courthouse, right by the police station. You could have done it in a stupider spot if you tried, but I was not part of that at all.
Remember also there was a thing that I was never part of, surely, but the big thing was, remember the potato gun? We could launch a potato through a firework. That was something was discussed a lot. It really wasn't my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
It really wasn't my deal.
I think none of the stool, none of us created those massive bombs that you
had. I did not create a massive bomb.
I never
bomb.
Did either.
No, never did that.
We'll wrap up with this. This is from Albert. Albert.
Albert, where?
He doesn't say where he's from. This is from the text line. He says, if you have one choice, not a variety, one choice, what is the ultimate 4th of July food? Not a meal. What's the one food for 4th of July? Is it a hot dog? Is it a potato salad? Is it a hamburger?
For me, it's a hot dog.
Yeah, I was thinking ribs for a second, then I go back, and it's not. It's the hot dog.
It's the hot dog.
Wow, are we all in agreement?
They have the hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July.
So it's the hot dog.
Are we in agreement on that?
Yeah.
We are.
A grilled hot dog with the lines on it, really good.
Yeah, I like it when they plump, when they get fat,
when they pop.
When part of it gets fat.
We will end the mailbag there because look outside. We've got guests galore behind. We got to get to an hour too.
We have people coming in the studio.
That is the mailbag sponsored by Applied Connective Technologies. Thanks to them for and thanks to all the questions for the mailbag. When we come back, we've got special guest to
coming
to
in
highlight
live.
To highlight Tim's birthday. It's next an early break in the ticket.
We have guests.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.